In a fast-paced world, sometimes the details of stories get overlooked. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll share a couple of disaster updates and find out how Christ-like compassion is changing lives. So you've no doubt been hearing about the deadly quake that struck Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India yesterday. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says, from the reports they're getting from on-ground partners, the epicenter was in a sparsely populated area. That's good and bad. Good because there were fewer casualties there. Bad because...
when we do find where those areas that are hit hard, it's also hard to access because of the remoteness and also because of the security issues.
This is also a region where the Taliban are very active.
Pray for those who are suffering. Again, so many are so remote, we may not even find out all of those folks. You know, they're kind of off the map in the area that this earthquake hit.
Again, it's early yet, and not all of BGR's partners have made contact, so please continue to pray. The next 36 hours are critical to the survivors.
This is a very needy area. It's a hard-to-get-to area, and this earthquake, even as a tragedy and looking at it as something that is, you know, affecting human life, interrupting families and communities, is also an opportunity to make the love of God known to a place that may not hear the message many times.
Disaster looks a little different in Greece, where Operation Mobilization is helping Greek believers confront a tidal wave of humanity. OM's Robert Strong recently spoke with MNN from the front lines.
OM teams across Europe have been helping out practically, but also spiritually. For example, here in Lesbos, where I'm right now in Greece, we would offer prayer for people that have just arrived. Our teams are 24/7 present to be an assistant where they can.
Armed with the truth and love of Christ, Christians are helping refugees when no one else will.
They say, you know, we can't believe that you are all here, Christians from around the world and the Christians in Greece that are so warmly welcoming us, and we're thanking you for that.
Look for the Help Refugees tab at our website to take action. And of course, keep the refugee crisis as a priority on your prayer list. You're listening to Mission Network News. Europe's borders aren't the only places brimming with people. Today, orphanages are also overflowing with kids who don't even know what the word permanent means anymore. Ruth Olson of Bethany Christian Services.
Institutionalizing children is not a great plan for their future. And we would say God designed the family. Man designed orphanages to respond to a crisis, but God designed the family.
Bethany's built a successful foster-to-adoption model that's been replicated in Ethiopia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe.
What Empty the Orphanage is doing in Zimbabwe is working through the local church to recruit families to be adoptive parents for the orphans in their community.
This model's also proven successful on other continents as well. The common point?
Through partnership with this church, we are placing children in loving Christian homes.
While adoption's a good way to care for people, sometimes so is a phone call. Sat7 Pars is a Christian satellite television ministry to Central Asia. During live broadcasts, they take calls from viewers asking questions about the Bible. But after hundreds of calls for Bibles were missed, something had to change. So Sat7 turned to technology, put in a voiceover internet system. Now, phone lines aren't tied up, and Bible requests have more than tripled. Stick around to learn how you can join the Sat7 prayer team. And as Sat7 ministers through television, Crossroad Bible Institute is in the prisons. You see, CBI disciples prison inmates through Bible study courses. CBI volunteers worldwide correct the courses. And in Papua New Guinea, people have begun to notice the program's impact. Now its government wants CBI to work with all of its prisons. Starting next year, CBI is expanding to 2 more prisons. So keep listening to see how you can pray, give, or help CBI. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. And with all of the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.